Analysts say they're gobsmacked with the revelation that National Australia Bank boss Andrew Thorburn will take extended leave at a critical time in the bank's scandal-ridden history. Mr. Thorburn goes on holidays after tomorrow's annual general meeting, but will be back briefly for the release of the Banking Royal Commission's final report before taking another big block of leave. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been covering the Royal Commission and he joins us now. Peter, it's always good for chief executives to have time off and be balanced and recharged, but how unusual is this given the heat that's currently on the National Australia Bank?
Well, good morning, Sabra. Andrew Thorburn has told his staff this has been the biggest and most relentless year of his career, a sentiment most banking CEOs would agree with. But pulling the ripcord on the extended leave parachute is seen as quite extraordinary. Bosses like Andrew Thorburn are, after all, on the big bucks to see through the tough times and, if necessary, face the music as expected. Kenneth Haynes' final report contains recommendations likely to change the face of banking as we know it. Now, Mr. Thorburn goes on leave right after tomorrow's AGM, where the NAB is expected to face a protest vote against its remuneration report. He's back for the release of the Royal Commission's final report and then to consider the NAB's response. Then, according to a NAB spokesman, he's on a month's long service leave to, quote, refresh, recharge and spend time with his family before returning to get on with the job. But banking analyst Brett Lemessurier of Shaw & Partners says the decision has stunned many and raises questions about Mr. Thorburn's future.
Well, you may describe it as gobsmacking. I would put it in the category of highly surprising, but gobsmacking is one reasonable interpretation of it.
And the timing is unusual, given that you have the final report of the Hayne Royal Commission coming up on February the 2nd. You would have thought that there would be a lot of preparation, weeks of preparation in the lead up to that.
It's highly unusual for a CEO to take such extended leave, particularly in circumstances such as this. It's extraordinary.
And so what's the reaction generally been from people you've been speaking to about?
Surprise and query whether or not he will actually come back. It looks like there's a period of time where he'll be away, where they'll be thinking about his successor with him out of the room. But of course, the company says that's not the case.
How unusual is it for banking CEOs, particularly those from the Big Four, to actually take long service leave or have access to long service leave?
To actually take it while they're CEO? I don't recall another case where that happened in the last 30 years.
That's banking analyst Brett Lemessurier speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Peter's still with us. Peter, it's been a pretty bad year for bank bosses like Andrew Thorburn, but it might be eclipsed next year.
Well, that's right. Kenneth Haynes' final report may well recommend a tough new world of regulation and enforcement to rub out any scintilla of misconduct. And speculation remains that the fees for no service scandal, for example, might end up seeing civil, even criminal matters being referred to Commonwealth prosecutors for wider investigation.
The ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, thank you.